Rough Riders Radio.
Yo, you're now rocking with Showtime TV Podcast.
So you already know. You already know. Showtime TV Podcast. One of the DVD legends. Now we're taking this shit out of space. My guest, host.
You know, the one that really runs shit, you know what I mean? Showtime, just a figurehead, you know? The Strut.
You see how
nice to meet
just, you see what he just did? And he looking at the wrong camera, right?
Hey.
And he gotta make his voice deeper.
Hey, hey.
The one that
Hector
really
got it.
The one that really runs shit.
Hector gonna fix it. We good.
Just a figurehead.
No, yeah. He's not. The shit's staying the same.
Hey.
We got Red Dice.
Red Dice, man. Anuki Mutahabmai, man. Ashful Snow, man. Y'all already know what's going on, man. Mr. Hold On. That's it, man. How y'all feeling today? Matter of fact, I want to say thanks for all y'all for bringing me on this show. It's an opportunity.
No. Look at me. Thank me.
Thank you, Showtime.
Cause,
what about him?
Because the Struck be starting shit.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
He be starting. Look at him.
I ain't say nothing.
He said, that's the Dice nigga, son.
Oh, word? That's what you were saying about me?
I don't listen to nothing he said. He's a troller.
We definitely going to get into it, man.
Troller.
How y'all feeling? Matter of fact, how y'all feeling today, man? Before y'all ask, y'all got to know.
Thanks for pulling up. Appreciate you being here, bro.
Appreciate y'all, man.
So, Dice.
What's up?
I saw him on the internet. You know me. I be on it watching TV, YouTube. This man is hilarious, man. A lot of times I thought the situations was real. And so I started seeing this shit kept happening. I said, damn, I must be slow because this nigga got to be.
Hold on. This shit is real. I get injured. I get hurt. I get bruised. All type of shit. This shit is for real. I don't do this shit for play. Knock on a motherfucking wood. This shit's for real, Showtime. My life is on the line.
It's like a fucking contact sport.
My life is on the line.
Contact sport. So what made you
300, man?
How did this occur? Like, you just woke up one day and said, "Listen, man, I'm pushing it to the limit."
It was one night. I ain't gonna lie. I got invited to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now I have an entity in me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit!
Yeah. So like, you know, sometimes he takes over. So sometimes when you see me doing like outrageous stuff, that's not me. You know, mm-hmm. Like unusual,
mm-hmm.
It's not me. You know what I'm saying? It's him. You know what I'm saying? His name. He go by Raku. You know what I'm saying? His name is Raku, the All Knowing. So be careful. Like he don't like. He rather you listen. You can't tell him shit when he comes out. You listen. That's Raku. I'm not gonna lie. And he got a stick that's called Sabu. Got some powers and all that shit. Like, I don't know. He probably might do voodoo or something. I don't know what the fuck he got going.
This one left right mighty quick.
I know. We got to let y'all know what's going on. Yeah.
So you got possessed, right? That's what you're basically saying, right?
Hell yeah.
And then you went to a bodega afterwards?
I didn't go. Raku went.
Okay, Raku went to the bodega. Yeah. And what happened?
He ate a chopped cheese with Fronto. And with Grabber on the mix on top of that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you trying to really play my name, Raku? He like, yo, like, I really can't come at him because that's Raku. You know, he'd rather me listen. You know what
so
I'm saying?
So it's like the Hulk, man. It's like he takes over.
Yeah. Something like that. Something out of control.
Okay, well.
Out of control.
Well, y'all out of control on the internet, man, because y'all motherfuckers is everywhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell him to slow the fuck down. Hold on.
So I was like, yo, let me get this man in this building and see what's going on with this man.
Yeah.
Great energy, very talented.
Appreciate you, man.
Man, any movies?
Oh, yeah, man. I got this project that I'm working out on my own. You know what I'm saying? It's called The Park.
All right.
Basically, The Park is like normal, like everyday things that's going on in the hood,
mm-hmm.
but it's going on in the park.
I can see that.
Like, long story short, like, you know, like regular ball games to the shootouts to the fighting to the dice games,
the cookouts,
all that. It's in the, everything like that's going to be in one little mini park. You know what I'm saying? Like park shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be a short film, like 25, 30 minutes, and it's going to be all action. maybe a little romance, a little, you know, funny things to it, but it's going to be all action.
Only 20 like, minutes, though? That's all we get?
No, because I want your eyes to be glue. It's going to be interesting. You know, like, no, 25, 30 minutes is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to want to get your ramen noodles. You're not going to want, you know, shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to be glued on it to the TV type shit. So, yeah.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. That concept was crazy because it's giving me like Friday vibes or like something that you will want to see again.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Like, I've been doing this for my, like since I was like 15, 16, I did have a team that was serious that mm-hmm. was doing this, but they had other careers. They wanted to do other things. So, mm-hmm. like, I stuck with it because I seen the vision. You know what I'm saying? I kept telling my old friends, like, yo, come on, let's do this shit. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Nah, I ain't doing this shit.
Now it's
once
too late.
They start
now
seeing me blowing up now they like, yo, you want to do something now? Like, I'm like, nah, like, what the fuck? You wasn't serious. Now you want to be serious? I hate that
you
shit.
You on that same type of time as
I
me.
I hate that shit. I'm still trying to, like, yeah. I'm still seeking for serious motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Serious people that's going, because, like, this is, like I tell you, I'm in this shit for real. I'm in this shit for real. I'm not playing around.
You know what
I
learned, though?
What's up?
In this game? Like, every team is not going to be the, you know, the, how you say it? Not every team is going to be the team that you think is going to be. Like, my team consists of people from other teams and other groups. You see what I'm saying?
See how
we
that
like,
works?
We like the Avengers. We just come together, yeah. play our part, do what we got to do, and we keep it moving. I think that now, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my sense, I'm really finding my team for the Battle Rap League, for the Showtime TV, my man Hector, Bronx Tale Studios. Like, we like the fucking Avengers now. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Dope.
We play different parts. You know that's what I'm saying?
Dope.
And you know, so like we met, say, you know, we talk, we chopping it up. I'm like, we just had this conversation. Like, yo, Struck, yo, hit up Dice, hit up Red Dice, right now. Mm-hmm. Remember the movie he was talking about? Maybe we could make that happen. Maybe we could, you know, see what we could do. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We already got streaming service that we could probably get it on. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta have the product. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it all comes together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Cash Card sponsoring. You know what I'm saying? What we doing?
Boy, Cash, man. Mm-hmm. I congratulate y'all, too, because there's a lot of people that don't even have that type of vision or type of strong brothers that's on different teams that's staying strong. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because a lot of people go for a week instant and go right. separate. Instant. I just had somebody I was just working with, but he was all for self. I hate an all self motherfucker. I'm not gonna lie to you. I dislike them. I won't say hate. Let me pardon my words. I dislike those type of mm-hmm. people. You know what I'm saying? Because you only want to see yourself win. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know.
I don't. You know what I'm saying? I that's just me personally.
Nah. You know it's all right though. Well, over time, your tolerance like alcohol. I don't drink alcohol, but from what I understand, as you partake in the festivities, you have more tolerance. What I'm gonna understand. Some people's stamina is more than others. So what I'm saying is, once you get enough of the bullshit, it's like, that's their job. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep it moving. And the more you get more successful, you kind of like move them out the way.
That's a fact.
Because
that's
now it's harder to reach you. It's harder. Like, I'm not picking my phone up no more. I'm not doing these things. It's a no thank you for me, right, Strug?
Like you say, no U-turns. That's knock our motto.
Wood. Knock on the wood, man. Mm-hmm. Knock on the wood. I appreciate that word. Mm-hmm. That's for real. That's for real.
That's no what U-turn. We do. No U-turns. Once you go left,
mm-hmm.
we wish you well.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to speak no ill will on you, but
you're safe now.
You stay over there forever.
Yeah, that's great. That's great talk.
You be safe.
That's great talk.
Yeah,
for real.
So, you know, I have a friend, Vera Edwards. Shout out to Vera, Streetline Video. She always told me, yo, show, you got to let people be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with that shit. And that shit stuck with me.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have no expectations. I'm just letting you be who you are, what you showed me you to be.
That's a fact. Because now you want to change. You know what I'm saying? Like, now they pretending to be somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let them be them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no thank you.
Hell yeah.
So question.
So
we talked about you with the skits. It's crazy. You taking over Instagram, TikTok. You out here. Then you got your video. We asked him about the movie situation. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You got a vision for a short film. So you dabbling in music too? Or it's
hell
not
yeah.
your thing?
Yeah, I am.
Because you seem like you got a rapping voice.
Yeah, I do. That's why I kept saying hold on, because that's like one of my catchphrases. Mm-hmm. But I do got an EP that's coming out. It's called Heck.
I knew it. motherfucking rapper. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody kept saying, like, yo, I'm a rapper. I look like a rapper. I got to do that too. I ain't going to lie to you. I got to do that too.
Nah. Well, go ahead.
And plus, I want to have my sound out, you know, because sound is so important as well. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I got to make sure what sound that I want to push out. So this EP is called Head Cracks. This, my name is Red Dice. It's going to call Head Crack. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going to get in their head with this one. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do like a little bit of everything. Like, I'm going to do a consciousness rap. A drill song, I'm not gonna lie. A drill song, a love song. You know, just a variety of different things.
You're gonna show versatility.
Right. Yes, yeah, and I'm gonna push that out and then see what's my people's feeling. You know what I'm saying? To see what they're feeling, then see what I can stick with. You know what I'm saying? Just dipping and dabbling with that. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that. That makes sense. Salute on that.
Yeah, different type of sounds.
Because people like to stay in the same box and people like to keep people in that box. Yeah. So
I'm very random. It'd be like the next day. Like, yo, what the hell Red Dice is doing? Like, for real, I'm like that random. I'm doing something like different, outrageous. I'm not just that one person just being like, you could figure me out. Like, no, like, I might go left, I might go right.
When's your birthday?
It was like last week. Okay, 15. Right.
Happy belated.
5 days ago,
happy belated.
Appreciate it, bro.
What sign is that?
That's Virgo.
Virgo, man. I'm V's, man.
Yeah, Virgo.
Hell yeah. We very smart. We very different. Very observant.
And live like little secret and have your little secret lives on the side.
Secret lives?
Hell yeah, man.
I keep it real. I ain't gonna lie. I keep it real. Sometimes my tongue gets me in trouble because people, they used to the lies. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, consciousness, that's the person who I evolved to become. Like what you see on Instagram, that is a persona, that's a mask. That's just something to entertain people. Mm-hmm. Like what you're seeing is something real right now. So that's what you're seeing on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I'm a business person as well. I know how to entertain people. I've been doing it since YouTube created. Decades. Not 1, 2, 3 years. I've been doing this for decades before it was a fucking social media. I'm the originals. How would you say we the aboriginals? I'm the aboriginals to this shit. For real.
Talk that talk.
And man, I'm getting my recognition right now. Hold on. Let me give myself a clap, man. Hold on. It hit different, for real. But yeah, for real though. Yeah, I told about shit.
He just made me think of me explaining to a female that I was.
And hold dating. Hold on. I'm on some real death row shit, for real. For real, because a lot of people, they ain't want me to get into that door. You know what I'm saying? You see how I was knocking?
Yeah. That was some death row type shit. Because you definitely intruded on somebody's interview with that shit.
We definitely didn't want you to come in that door.
I forgot that I was on camera. I was looking at the door like, who the fuck is that?
Hell yeah.
Like, I know who it was already. He's here.
He had the face like, I know who that is, but I ain't know who the hell it was. Yeah. Usually I'm the one outside making sure that don't happen.
And I told you, if we had security, you would have had a long night. Because it's always a fucking diesel security guard. Just OD and for no reason.
They shit.
For no
reason. You would have gave him all the ammo.
Serious, real serious.
To hem you up.
I got kicked out on my birthday and the party. Know what I'm saying?
Why, man?
Because of me. I'm saying, I was just chilling. Honestly, I was just chilling. People thought it was my party. I would dress the flyers in there. It was a lot of Crips in that party. I'm wearing black and white, so I guess they think then that I'm a GD. That stands for folk. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not no damn GD. I'm just wearing them colors. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole party on me. And it was some little it always the shortest motherfucker. Short like 5'4", coming at me saying something. Wait,
so you can't wear black and white no more neither?
I guess
I
so.
I just learned some new shit just now. Because I got black and white on right now.
Because black and white, like it's a color for GDs. You know what I'm saying? And certain Crip neighborhoods, and I'm from Brooklyn.
Right.
Certain Crip neighborhoods in Brooklyn, they take that shit serious. You know what I'm saying? So, right. And plus they know I'm not from that area as well. You know what I'm saying? So they just looking at me because I'm a new cat in the club. So that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? People just hate. You know what I'm saying? For no reason. That's why I don't like partying in Brooklyn a lot. I ain't gonna lie. People just be hating. I had like 3-4 people with me, and you know, like my people's in. I always got to stand up for myself. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. I hang around with a lot of punks. So
damn, you got to change that. Bro.
I mean,
I got an entourage. Up. Hold on, I got an entourage.
I hang around a lot of punks.
I got an entourage that let me quote myself.
That's crazy.
I got an entourage that dealt with different shit. But yeah, I do. I gotta say that I do.
Well,
because when shit go down, like yo, like you got to make sure you have people to have your back too. Cause you never know.
Thank God, in my experience, if these people are affiliated to certain institutions or organizations, they conducted themselves professionally at the entertainment events that I've been through.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so, good that we can honestly say that. Yeah, yeah, we have no glitches.
A lot of times, a lot of the people, you know, they come and they do their thing. Is always respect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what? I'm a firm believer that a lot of times the person who's throwing an event sets the tone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If the person has a level head and puts the proper, you know, things in order and motion, you know what I'm saying? And everybody feel comfortable. Because I remember when back in the day we threw a battle in the barbershop, and it was these dudes. They was bloods. They was blood, right? And like when they first showed up, they looked so serious and so mean. Mm-hmm. But you know, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? I knew them though. And so as soon as they came inside the barbershop and shit, we threw the beat on, the cypher, man. They realized, like, yo, nigga, we having a good time, man. They was laughing, joking, spitting their bars and shit like that, and just, like, really just taking it easy. And this is back when the shit was intense. Intense. Mm-hmm. But they was chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, shit, we about to come the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? And fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I want to do, man. Like, I want to start a movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so sad that when I see people want to fight you or just mean mug you because you wearing a certain color still.
Yeah.
Still. That's sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to start some shit, though. Like, I've always been wanting to start, but I need to have some brave people. I was going to do some... Fuck it, I'll say it. I want to do this thing in Crown Heights because it's like a lot of gangs out there. There's blood, Crips, and folks out there. Mm-hmm. I want to have a blood, I want to have a Crip, and I want to have a folk person on the Eastern Parkway. Mm-hmm. We streaming blood, we streaming Crip, we streaming folk. Not just to stream the gangs out, just to get people attention. That's for number one. Once we have people attention, we going to really speak our voices. You know what I'm saying? Because every gang we do, they have a voice.
Right.
So, it's a lot that that I want to move forward on that as well too, but I'm still in my mind with that though. But I definitely want to draw a piece to that too, and just see how it would go because they doing it in Chicago right now.
But you know, so crazy though, like a lot of times we hear about a lot of negative shit, but nobody ever hears about the positive shit motherfuckers be doing. Because I clearly be seeing people associated with certain, you know, institutions, religions, gangs, and out here doing great work for the community, but you never hear about that shit neither. But that's kind of positive, you know. Y'all come together and everybody has a voice, and you know, as long as everybody, you know, what I'm saying, being safe out here and knowing who's really the real, you know, what the real engine is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I'm gonna make it happen.
We all in the same boat, to be honest. Like,
I'm definitely gonna make it happen.
So other than that, right? What you got planned for the future? What's your future plans? We already talked about, you know what I'm saying, the skits and where that came from. Then we talked about the short film. Then we talked about your experiences and where your head is at and the direction you want to move in. So what's really next for you? Like, what's the next level for you? You know what I'm saying? Because I see where you going. You know what I'm saying? As far as the films and... Is there anything else you want to touch base with? So you did. That's kind of a little bit of politics, right? Like, am I wrong? That's kind of community work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you might want to work with some nonprofits and organizations and see if you could partner up with them. You know what I'm saying? And
that would be dope. I got
just look them up. Just look up certain non-profits. And see what their missions is. You know, you always read missions and see if that's in the line of something I want to support or something like that. And maybe you could, like, get together with them, maybe sponsor them or maybe find sponsorships for them and push that agenda. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you ideas.
That's some great ideas.
That you might want to look into.
Yeah, because I had that on my mind for a while now, for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always love helping people. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that don't know a lot of information. And, like, whatever I know that I can help out, if they ask, you know what I'm saying? I'll always love to help out. You know what I'm saying? I always got ear.
And I see you talk with passion, right? Yeah. He talks with a lot of passion. You feel me?
Appreciate that.
That's good. I feel you. And then sometimes, like, some people may confuse passion for, like,
aggression.
Aggression.
Thank you. So some people be thinking I'd be aggressive.
So, it's this society. Everything's so sensitive right now, bro. So you can't raise your voice a little too loud. Oh,
yeah, like, why are you so loud? Like, so this is just how my volume is.
Right. So, like, I'm just saying, try to, like, even with me, like, I'm 6 foot, like 200 pounds or something like that. Probably more if I said 200 or something. But anyway, like your inflection, you know what I'm saying? You might want to kind of, like, you ever go back and forth with your lady, and she's not listening to what you're saying. She's listening to the tone of your voice. Mm-hmm. So, like, sometimes I'm trying to be mindful of, like, you know, I know it's a lot, but sometimes you just got to be kind of mindful of, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because some people may not be.
I respectfully disagree, because sometimes when a woman don't like what you're saying, she going to bring up your tone anyway, no matter how you say it. Yeah. If she ain't feeling what you're saying, watch him, like, why are you talking to me like that? Especially when you're making a point. You're right, and they ain't feeling that.
But you know,
I got it a lot of times.
But at the end of the day, you still gained your composure.
Right.
You still, you know, so even on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying, if somebody try to say, oh, he's being, he can't say I'm being aggressive towards the person. And I'm just saying, like, sometimes people can take your passion for something else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. So, like, sometimes, like, you know, like, even when you, you know, if you take a college course or something like that, public speaking or something like that, and they teach you how to, you know, speak to large crowds and, like, talk to certain people without even, the craziest thing in history, they said Hitler was, like, the greatest person that told speeches. You know what I'm saying?
The charisma was crazy, B. Like, can't deny it.
That's dope.
Wow. Yeah, but that's even though crazy. He was the most evil person to ever live,
that
but
was crazy. But let me ask y'all this question
on Hitler. Y'all think he killed blacks in the town, in those times?
Do I think he killed blacks?
Yeah, did he?
Hitler?
I know he killed a lot of Europeans.
Well,
a lot of whites.
Next on his list. I know we was on his agenda.
You know that for sure. Because he could have been off the lot of.
But we don't know. We, like, us personally, we don't know.
Yeah, around that time period and, like, the region that he was in, like, maybe he could have put said things in motion that triggered over to us.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a history person. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So, like, I, you know. But, you know, it could have been indirectly. Because there's always agendas that can indirectly affect us. Like, years ago when I was in college, my professor wouldn't let me write about eugenics because she didn't know what eugenics was. The dean had to say, well, if you don't know what eugenics is, then let him talk about eugenics. And, you know, eugenics is like minimizing the size of population or like Planned Parenthood, giving you certain things to, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a sneaky way. Oh, instead of America saying, hey, you can't have this X amount of children, you say, hey, it's not healthy for it to be large families and things like that. But I ain't getting too much into that type of shit.
Right.
What I'm just saying is an idea.
I didn't know that your professor stops you from doing it.
Yeah, yeah. When I was in college, there was a lot of things that I seen that were certain agendas because I'm a person that do my own research. And, I pretty much was in college, man. I didn't do homework. I did my research papers. My first research paper was a 20-page paper on nanotechnology. Like I said, I'm a real brain. Like, I really be getting into what I be getting into. I know I joke around and stuff like that, but when it comes to certain things, I be knowing what I be talking about because I've did the research on it and I have different references for it. Like, I know the difference between an MLA paper format and an APA format and run ahead footnotes and the things that you have to prove your arguments in a paper. So, like, when I'm looking at documentaries and stuff like that, like, a lot of people make people, you probably think you fucking crazy. Alex Jones be having points. If you know who Alex Jones is, you look at the documentaries and stuff like that, and then you could see different stories, the way it's told different ways, but you got to put the puzzle together.
That's how it is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of lies.
We have conversations.
Some truth and lies.
We be having conversations, and he be saying shit, and I be like, yo, sometimes he don't even know that he gave me another piece of a puzzle that I wasn't thinking about at the time.
Let's see if you know this puzzle, Showtime. I ain't mean to cut your wisdom off. What's 4 plus 4?
8, supposedly.
What's 4 plus 4? I don't think you heard me.
With 4 plus 4?
F-O-U-R plus F-O-R. If I'm talking about before the 4.
Before the 4.
Before the 4.
Shit, I'm learning shit right now from you.
You know what I'm saying? Rock Hold All. Wait, I think, damn. Yo.
Yeah. Lights out, y'all.
Shit, Rock Hold Chill, man. I'm in this podcast real quick. Now, he's wanting to tell him, like, you know, Rock Hold All Know. You know, that's the first, the first four letters. That's not, like, he doesn't mean that he knows everything. It's the first four letters. That's knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And also, knowledge is power, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm conscious now, you know what I'm saying? I get these downloads, really downloads that's really not from here. So, like, I'm really advanced. This is why when I do a lot of these videos on my page, you're not going to see it anywhere. I might do, like, a couple of casual videos, like, little funny little play around. But when I do them real big shits, you're not going to see it at all. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's so crazy, too? He brought up knowledge. Like, the crazy thing, too, if you think about certain shit, like, you see how, like, you got common sense?
Yeah.
But sense is not common. Right?
Like you said.
So, like, you know how, like, people be like, oh, because they know knowledge of, like, you get a, like, I know people who have, I have a bachelor's in social science. But I also have 30 credits in law, right? Somebody else can have the same degree, but it doesn't mean that they can execute when given a certain position. There's those that can execute and those that have a failure to launch. You know what I'm saying? So some people could take the information, right? The traditional way is to take the information, right? And what I learned in college, I read a book called Pedagogy of the Oppressed, right? They talk about the conventional way of education and the traditional versus the conventional way. But anyway, you could have all this information between about one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Just because you have information of that particular thing doesn't make you fucking smart. That's why we have a whole bunch of niggas that's fucking managers, and you like, wait, hold on.
Yeah,
I'm smarter than this guy.
Yep, that is true.
But he's your boss. Anyway.
But he's my boss. Why? That's, you know, facts. What I'm saying? And then he can't understand why everybody else respects you and why you get the things
and
done.
And they look to you for advice over the dude.
And then they fuck around and try to take all the credit, like they fucking told you. You know how that shit go. Like, crazy, but you know, because they have knowledge of a particular thing, so automatically sometimes society says this person is really smart and he could do the job.
Or it could have been a right place, right time, knowing the right people too.
Yeah.
Go right around that.
Jimmy's cousin's brother's auntie.
They just gave it to him.
As
a wedding present or something.
That's crazy. I wish I had. I'm gonna get that cake though. I'm gonna get that cake. I'll say. It's like gospel music. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing but ghost spells. You know what I'm saying? Just like music, it's nothing but heavy metals. Why you think they made the genre music heavy metal? You know what I'm saying? You putting that metal in your body every time you listen to that music, that poison. You know what I'm saying? So that's true too.
Damn, that's crazy.
But look, you gotta also know this too. Everything that you listen to is program you. You know what I'm saying? You are programmed. You are programmed to tell me all the stuff that you know what I'm saying. Like, this is the reason why how you are, because you are programmed to be that way. Same thing like you.
Subconscious mind.
I am also a deprogrammed as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people just, like, I don't want to touch too much of that.
Because I'm definitely more than, I'm energy. You know what I'm saying?
Even, look, let me tell you this too. Like, even if you listen to frequency music, Any one of those shits, you are programming yourself to that type of vibration.
Yeah, you're
same
right.
Same thing
you're
with
right.
tarot cards. You are programming yourself to that, to believe. Even thing with crystals. You are programming yourself to this crystal.
Know what I'm saying? You know so crazy? There's frequencies you can't even hear that motherfuckers is like putting out there. I like the way you think, man. You know what I'm saying?
Everything. I wish I had something like, damn, this is just showing nothing but socks.
No, trust me. That's he's basically right now. This is sociology. This is basically the top.
What hat that is? That's a Showtime hat.
Nah, that's not a Showtime hat.
Stay focused. Yes,
okay. I was trying to show like. Okay. Like a lot of things that's dope though. Like a lot of things that like logos, like things like such as the McDonald's logo, the Yankee sign. That's what I was trying to see if anybody had. You know, we New York. I'm surprised. And I got a Boston hat on. Let me throw this shit away. You know what I'm saying? But those are sigils. You know what I'm saying?
those are programming your mind as well, your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. It knows what it is. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to rest, because we don't sleep, we only rest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we can go to rest for 1 hour, 2 hours, then wake up and do it again. I didn't get no rest. I'm tired as fuck, but I'm doing this shit right now. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I know a lot about that shit.
Yo, it's kind of crazy. You start off with the skits and the crazy shit, and then the conversation goes like all the way here. And you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You probably got mad new fans. You probably got
mad. I knew it was going to go here, though. Once he explained everything, I was like,
Look, he probably got mad new fans. Like, you going to get a call tonight. You going to get a call tonight. Like, I saw you on Showtime's show, and it's like, I could not sleep. I was just thinking, like, you are so intelligent. Like, you were just so, like, that's you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people, they sleep on me because
you go get that text, but
do those type of videos. It's my mask. That's right. Not me.
Yeah.
People be walking like you're laughing and like, yo, be funny, motherfucker. Tell a joke right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? They be laughing. Like, yo, go do it. Go do something. I'm like, yo, I be really just chilling.
They say that same thing about Eddie Murphy. That same thing. They like, he's not funny in like that in real life. He's a dead serious person.
Yeah.
That's his job.
I mean, sometimes I'm not gonna be like mean. Right. You know, I'm chill. We crack jokes right now. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm not just outside just putting on an act all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Before we wrap it up, what's the last thing you want to let the people know? You know what I'm saying? What's your last thoughts? What you want to leave them with?
I just want to leave y'all with just stay positive, do y'all thing, make sure y'all raise those kids, man. Just raise the kids to be righteous. That's it. Just raise the kids, because after me, after y'all, it's the kids, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I want to say. Just raise them kids right. Raise them kids right. Hold on. For real, because they the new youth.
A whole lot of people need to hear that.
They the new youth, so that's the main objective I will say, you know what I'm saying? Fuck me. Raise them kids
and let them know where to find you. Let them know where to find you at.
Oh, make sure y'all find me at Red Dice Money, man, on all platforms. REDDICEMONEY, man. Red Dice Money.
Oh yeah, y'all can find Raku too, man. If y'all do want to check out some Raku shit, he on TikTok only. You know, it's a private page, but if he'd like you, he might accept you. Can I leak it out, Raku? Yeah, he say yeah. Raku the Cosmic, you know what I'm saying? RAAKU THECOSMIC. You know what I'm saying?
Red Dice Money, man. He's a funny guy, very intelligent, you know what I'm saying? Dropping jewels. And he wants you guys to do better. You know what I'm saying? Showtime TV podcast.
Can I say this one thing, man?
Go ahead.
This is copper on me, you know what I'm saying? This is copper. This is the liquid form of dark matter energy. Know who the fuck you are. Stop playing. This is neural melanin. We have neural melanin. DEA. Not DNA. DEA. RNA chromosomes. That's why the Europeans, the Draco reptilians, there's other species of reptilians, but we talking about Draco reptilians. That's the reason why they want to kill your black ass. Not because you're fucking black. Because that's what you are not. And hey, I guess I can speak for myself and my opinion, man. And that's it, man. Do your research. Look up junk DNA. That is you. Junk DNA.
What he said.
Showtime TV podcast.
Tip, tip, boom.
Bam.
That's it.
Rough Riders Radio.
Yo, you're now rocking with Showtime TV podcast.
Showtime TV.
Bang.
Showtime Battle Rap League.
Bang.
DVD Legend.
Bang.
Now we taking this shit to outer space.
Bang. Out of space. Whoa.
Out of space.
Whoa.
My co-host.
Who's that?
The amazing media legend.
Ooh.
International.
Sounded like Spider-Man, yo.
Music Mondays.
That's right.
Big Veg.
That's me. What up? I'm here.
I feel like turning up, man.
Showtime. Okay. But you got to be young to do it, though.
You got
to
be young.
Right. Speaking of that.
Let's take it to Connecticut.
Mm.
Movie. We here, y'all.
Who in the building?
Y'all already know movies. Your boy Young Turner. We here, y'all. Hartford. Let's get it.
From Brooklyn to Connecticut.
Brooklyn, Connecticut, all the way to Atlanta. You know how I play. Okay. We outside.
Okay, you all around.
Yes, sir.
And then you would look at Turn Up and be like, he just that type of artist.
He be turning up.
I turn up.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's the name.
That's a Snapple fact.
That, listen.
So it's the you bring the energy to the environment.
Oh yes. Everything I do, like when it comes to performance, when it comes to the lyrics,
the music,
comes to delivery, when it comes to interacting with the fans,
energy's the key factor.
Even when people mamas, they love me. Like
people's mamas
love me, bro.
I know. I could tell.
Mamas be loving Young Turn Up, homie.
My manager Sonny Dude was like, Young Turn Up, I love him.
Shout out to Sonny Dude.
Shout out to Sonny Dude, man. Y'all already know. Shout out to Sonny Dude.
I'm like, who is that?
That's Young Turn Up.
Yeah. Then I went to his Instagram.
Bang. So I'm serious.
I understand.
understand
the mission.
That's what's up. So tell us where the journey started, brother. How did you get into music? Let's start from the beginning.
Really how I got into music, you know, rest in peace to my father. You know, I lost my father.
Wow. My condolences.
Nah, you know, at the age of 7, and you know,
Papa Turn Up.
Exactly. And now, that's a Fendi though. My papa definitely, he originally, you know,
the Turn Up is in the veins, right?
Brooklyn to Connecticut. That's a Fendi. Anybody know, you already know the story.
That's what's up.
But you know, I really didn't have nothing to connect with my father with, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, my dad was gone. So it was like,
okay.
The only thing I knew was like, all right, he could listen to me through this music. You feel me? Right. That's my biggest fan. That's what I really do music for, because I know that he listening. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about the stream.
Like he looking down on you now.
He got a game plan that's already, you like Shaq and Kobe up there.
So this is the reason why you go hard with the music.
I go hard because, you know, like he's listening, and anybody know, like music is spiritual. So, you know, I go in depth with my music. So, you know, I talk about the streets. I might not be drilling, but I'm talking about what's going on. I lived that life before, but I'm talking about what's really going on now. You know what I'm saying?
What's really going on in the hood?
Exactly. Like, we still in here. We still going through that. You know, it's still demon time. People still living through that. But
the pain and all.
We, you know, as a black person, as a black artist, you know, especially African American, you know.
So you're black?
Of course.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to tell you my background. I'm Trinidadian.
Okay.
That's my background. I'm black and Trinidadian. So shout out to all my Trinis, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Represent.
This crazy thing he just said. I said, since when is cool to be on Demon Time?
It's not.
This shit is crazy though.
Now that's the thing. Like, and now listen, it's good for the music, right?
Yeah, but back in the days, you hear Demon, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, now scary.
That's an omen.
Now, you know, shout out to Fabi, shout out to everybody. That's my guy, you feel me? But that's marketing music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That. So commercial. We know how the industry is, and at the end of the day,
that's how it go.
You got to be yourself, you get what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's him, so you know, at the end of the
day. Yeah, but I see him, when he doing it, yeah, I get it, it's in a fun way, but then, you know, people take that
the
shit.
The kids taking it to a different way.
To a whole different level.
You know,
street level.
Spinning, exactly.
Winning.
But at the end of the day, that's why, you know, turn up for
like
the kids.
Fabio.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you got to bring that street image. Like, nah, I ain't from the streets. You get what I'm saying? Don't get it. You know, don't get it effed up. But we can get it positive too. Because at the end of the day, we already looked as, oh yeah, he's negative. Nah, I want people to look at
like from the gate.
From the gate, when you get in there,
First impression, no matter what.
Our color, and
first,
that's a fact.
First impression, right? Do you think we was gonna have this conversation?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I didn't expect it to go in this type of conversation.
So you hear Turn Up, but
Turn Up music, right?
But I like the fact that you have a balance.
Yes, balance is the word here.
Mm-hmm.
Balance is definitely the word.
Respect that.
So definitely, my brother.
I feel like all artists should have a balance. You know, when to separate the time when you in the studio, when you actually working, family time, and some people forget about being they self.
Exactly. Mm. There you go.
You could be the artist. The artist is just someone that you selling. That's the image.
Mm-hmm.
That's the portray. You get what I'm saying? People want to portray that. People want to glorify that.
Right.
That's not something that I want to glorify any day. People could look up to Young Turn Up, but Young Turn Up got to have an image and something that people could look up to.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
At the end of the day, when I do rap about my music, I might have, you know, stories about, you know, people spending time, but this is stuff that I seen with my own eyes. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I watched my own friends die in front of me, so it was like, I got to tell my story.
It's part of your journey.
It's like a lifetime movie. I'm painting pictures with my words.
It's the biopic on wax.
That's it. Like, right, I'm just painting my movie. Basically, gotcha. That's what it is. I'm just painting my movie with my words. Right, that's how I do it with my music. So when people be like, well, were you talking about guns and violence? Well, you know, at the end of the day, when you come from an urban community, that's already in the community is guns and violence.
Right.
You know, and, you know, guns and butter. You get what I'm saying? Right. So we came from... Yo, do I'm gonna get a 9-to-5 job or I'm gonna really hit this block? Or you know what I'm saying? And most of us hit that block.
Yeah.
I had both.
Because you had no choice.
I had a 9-to-5 and I was hitting that block. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So he's getting double the money.
I was money. Money politics. So I knew that, you know, sometimes money gets you in those places that you need to be. And sometimes being
an achiever,
you can help your people. Sometimes people are like, I ain't working for that dude. You gotta be the one to be the manager to be like, yo, you need a job? I got you, bro.
Right. They
were
even
gonna hire you because of your background, but I gotta be the one to
that sound like so many.
Surpass that. Like, listen, let me get you through, B. You feel me? Like, somebody got to be the person
now
to do
you
that.
Know we wasn't going to holler your black ass. I got some pull. We put you in there. We got you.
Now, that's a fact. They like, man, listen, you know they wasn't going to holler your black ass, but listen, I got you through there, but I don't really owe me nothing, but give me an eighth. Slide me an eighth.
So young Turn Up, is this the first name, or you got to go through a couple names to get to that?
Honestly,
like,
I went...
Stage name-wise. Like,
I went with Nye the Great at first.
Say that again.
Nye the Great.
Nye the Great.
Yep, because my real name is Nye.
Okay.
Nigel. So
Nye the Great, okay.
I went with Nye the Great, and, you know, I had a contract, you know.
Okay.
With Universal. And
really?
Yeah, so I had signed, you know, a little distribution deal with Universal.
Universal.
This is when I was young. I didn't know anything about the industry.
No business. No type of business mind.
I didn't read nothing. You get what I'm saying?
You just signed that? And you just signed your life away.
And I didn't even know that they owned my name after that. You get what I'm saying?
So
a lot of artists don't know. You could sign the deal and be still that name that
you got. So hold on. So you signed Nye the Great away, basically.
Basically. And I didn't even know. And it's tatted on. He's tatted on my arm, everything.
That's crazy.
But you get what I'm saying? But I'm Young Turnup now, but a lot of people, that's an artist's first mistake, not knowing.
Well, hold on. So Nye the Great, and then it was Young Turnup? Like, after, like, that's the second name, that's it?
Young Turnup.
Okay. And you own that name, obviously.
I own that, yes.
Okay. You learned from your lessons.
Yeah, but your name is...
Nye the Great.
Yeah, but you could take the Great off. Your name is still Nye.
Yeah, but now, guess what? This is what comes down to copyright. A lot of people don't know. You can be a SoundCloud artist. Yeah. People just put their name out. They don't even know that. It's a million other people with that name.
Right.
Now when you go look up Nye, you got Nye the Girl. You got Nye the Don. You got Nye
the Publicist. The Don.
Now, listen, like, you feel me? You go on and on with Nye. Yeah. So at the end of the day,
I go through it all the time.
Yeah.
And then when you Google my name, all you see is me. Yeah. I oversaturate the shit with the work.
Right.
And then I'm verified.
The work.
You got to elevate your work.
The work speaks for itself.
Yeah, exactly. When people go look up Young Turnup,
Don't give him too much.
Speaking of work, let's talk about music, right? So what music you have out, what singles you got out, what projects? Let's talk about the music.
My music I have.
What are we turning up with?
Yeah, listen. We turning up all the way.
Okay.
What I'm turning up with right now,
talk to us.
Movie. That's my first single that I dropped.
It's called Movie.
It's called Movie.
Okay.
Listen, when you hear people say my life a movie or it's a movie, like, I've been saying,
they talking
that,
about you.
I've been saying that for the last 10 to 12 years from Brooklyn to Atlanta to Hartford. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's a Fendi. You get what I'm saying? I've been saying it's a movie. You get what I'm saying? So when you hear that word come out, that's like Lil Wayne saying bling bling, and then nobody never publicized that word.
Bling,
you get what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm on that word right now where I'm trying to get that. It's already in the dictionary as a movie. It's a movie. You get what I'm saying?
It's a film.
But we use that in the urban context. Is, yo, it's turned up.
Right. Yeah. That's the urban.
So guess what?
The urban definition.
Yeah. Now, being when you see those, right? I'm speaking of Birdman and Lil Wayne, right? You see how they didn't go publicize that word and go get that dictionary.
Yeah. Everybody started using it and all that.
We gotta go to words that we make up, we gotta go in depth and go get that. We like, nah, we own that. We can't just be like letting them put out an urban dictionary. You gotta go own that. If you made that word up, go out there and get your money for that. You know what I'm saying? Get your revenue for that.
So we got movie.
Yep.
What else we have?
I got a single right now called Body Chalk.
Body Chalk.
Yeah,
okay.
I dropped that for a man.
That sounds serious.
Body Chalk.
That sounds serious. Turn up, like
I feel like I was watching the episode of Money and Violence.
Body,
yo, so
listen.
Shit.
Shout out my boy Ace, man. Y'all already know.
Yeah.
Damn. And Body Shark.
We
okay.
just seen Ace at that yeah, concert. That's my guy. It was fine. Dope. Ace was very nice, very welcoming.
Dope.
Hospitality was a great yeah. event, by yeah. the way.
Dope. If anybody don't know Ace, he's definitely hard working when it comes to marketing, you that's know, putting out artists. Yo, y'all should definitely tap in.
Like, shout out to him.
The artists,
shout out to Ace.
Shout out to Ace, man.
We'll get you up here soon.
That's my guy right there.
Dope. All right, so we got those two singles. We got a project out. Are we working on a project?
I got
or?
More I got features with so. Couple artists.
So we're just doing singles right now.
Yep.
Okay.
Anytime.
Makes sense.
Featuring Saymore Green.
Okay.
I got a song with El Shaddai. She's a Jamaican artist.
Jamaican artist.
Been trending. She's popping.
Ooh.
Right now.
Okay. We doing reggae.
Yeah. I'm trendy. So you know I do converse.
Oh, okay. Right.
You know I converse.
That's the foundation,
to
right? We go and back listen, to the foundation.
I even got a Latin song. You know what I'm saying?
A Latin song.
That I performed at the Latin Fest.
We doing reggaeton.
Listen. I call it drill. Drill what? Guess what? What we call it?
Drill Latina? I don't know. I don't know. Tell me.
You got to listen. It's Latina drill.
Latina drill.
Yeah. You got to
copyright that.
Bachata drill.
You got to copyright that.
No, it's really, that's what it really is. Bachata drill. Listen.
Bachata
when people
drill.
Hear that, the ladies going to be like, ooh, this Latina
bachata
drill.
Bachata drill.
But then when people hear that, they hear that in the club, it's bachata
wow.
drill, bro.
Bachata drill. You going to do the salsa to that soul time or what? Like, when you in the club? No?
Definitely not.
No.
Nah, listen. They getting sturdy to that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, they getting sturdy to that.
I like the sturdy word. It's just hilarious.
Sturdy?
Yeah.
The word sturdy?
Yeah, it's just
definitely.
Funny. I like it, though.
That's dope.
I think, listen, sturdy is for, you know, back in the day, we had the Harlem Shake. We
right.
The Hillen Toe.
Harlem Shake.
We had the, you know, the Soulja Boy. I feel like this
Soulja Boy.
This day generational dance that gets sturdy, that's the most popping right. dance, mm-hmm. you know, worldwide. They doing
right,
that.
Right.
I got a video right now where they doing that to my song.
Mm-hmm.
They getting sturdy doing the dance that I be doing on stage and they copying everything that I'm doing. So you just see how much the influence as
yeah.
an artist
wow.
you can do all the way to the motherland. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to my followers in Africa.
Say that again?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Huh? I was just saying I want them to influence my bank account. Nah.
Showtime? That's what's up. All right, so
what we going with next?
I mean, you know, I was gonna ask him what he got coming up next.
That's
what's
exactly
up?
What I was thinking.
Okay, so
what I got coming up?
I do this, you know.
I can tell.
A little bit.
I know that.
You know. Go ahead, King.
This New Year's, you know,
New
coming
Year's.
Out. Yeah, I'm dropping a tape.
Okay, so we got a mixtape coming on New Year's.
Yep.
Eve or New Year's Day?
New Year's Day.
So January 1st, 2024,
day.
We got a joint coming from you.
The first day.
Wow.
Know, it might be 7 to 10 songs, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
I do everything real. You
What's
know,
the tape called?
Real, right now, we don't got a name to
so,
it.
So no name yet.
It's oh. real, it's real, you know, sentimental. So it gotta hold value.
It gotta be something serious.
You know, like when Jay dropped the blueprint,
yeah.
Things gotta have a name that's gonna wait that everybody gonna remember. You can't just drop a tape and just because you
call it something
song,
regular, out of the
not
regular.
Doing that.
Okay.
Everything is a platform
okay.
go by formula. So you know what I'm saying? When
okay.
you got that formula right and you drop it,
gotcha.
It's gonna come out in bubble.
All right. So obviously you got a tape coming, you got, you know, stuff coming, you're busy, you're working. So tell people they can follow you, give them the Instagrams and all that stuff. So when it does drop, they ready.
Yeah, y'all can follow me at Young Turner. That's at YUNG _ Turner
mm-hmm.
on all platforms.
Can't be doing any bonics. I got you.
Listen. I got so much going on, man. I act, man,
yeah.
listen.
I got you.
I do, you know, I'm dressed as celebrities. I do
Yo.
Fashion week. I'm a part of a lot of social events, you know
Yo.
What I'm saying?
Yo.
I got my own business that I'm partnership with called Social House in Connecticut.
Yeah, you working.
Listen.
Yeah.
When you in the industry business, you got to do more than just rap and make
That's
music.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? I got my own artist, you know what I'm saying?
Are you so, artist under you? Okay.
Listen, y'all already shout out to Marnie Gianni, you know she working. Y'all go follow her. Right. I had Marnie Gianni, you know
Dope.
What I'm saying? She working.
Dope. Well, make sure you link up with Showtime here cuz he's connected.
Nah,
when
Showtime,
I mean connected,
that's big bro right there.
You already know what
time
it is. So, all right, as long as y'all locked in,
bro.
Then something serious, my brother.
Yeah,
I'm you feel me?
I'm here. I'm down to earth. You know, and
you're cool.
I'm always
you're
working,
cool.
and I'm always connecting the dots. Right?
You know, you're verified.
Yeah, and I'm educated too.
Educated.
That's the most important thing.
Listen,
that's right.
I'm very educated, man.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
that's
very important.
You have to be educated, especially in the society
mm-hmm.
today. People forget that. going to school, knowledge mm-hmm. is power.
You know knowledge is power.
I ain't on no Malcolm X or, you know, mm-hmm. anything like that, but right. we forgot that knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you grow. Mm-hmm. When you being the smartest in the room, that means that no one can manipulate you to do anything. You already have your own mind of excellence, brother. People have to remember that that's what black excellence is.
Showtime,
that's just what it is. You feel me?
We got to end it on that note. We got to end it on that note. We can't Fendi, talk the war.
Movie.
Sonny, do what's right. I'm going to have to take her to dinner or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to take her to dinner. You got to take my girl out, man.
Good,
take her to dinner.
You did a good job. Great job. I like what you stand
Shout
for.
Shout out to the queen.
You have a
Shout out to Sonny Dude, man.
You have a vision. And, you know, he's multitasking. Mm. You know. And he ain't come here with no niggered behavior.
Right.
We can't do that.
Right.
No niggertry.
No niggertry.
We can't do that.
That's what's
Showtime
up, man.
Showtime TV podcast.
That's right.
Turn up.
Bang.
Movie.
Bang.
Can I do the...
No, go.
Bow.
Bow. We got to add the... Bow. We here, y'all. See, movie.
See, he does it better though.
I know. I was like, damn.
Yo,
like,
he did it, man. Lay back and like, bow. Like, you know what I'm saying? He did it like a sound effect.
He had a little cat gun. What? With all night.
Rough Riders Radio.
You are now rocking with the Showtime TV podcast.
You already know Showtime TV in the building. SOBs, we're hands on event. You know what I'm saying? For that album, it's fire. You know what I'm saying? He got the crazy features on there. You know what I'm saying? And that man is producing tracks and making Staten Island real crazy out here right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, Ryan, we're on track right here. He did what he said. He said what he said. And he did what he did. Ten toes down. We got people from all walks of life in the building. So I know this is your mother. How do you feel right now?
Excited and humble.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after doing a project like that, you know, actually, because, like, if y'all complaining about doing an album, your man did triple the work. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, just to watch him, like enjoy the fruits of his labor, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a part of history right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? The student. Became a teacher, you know?
But we don't try
out for you. Hands on, you know what I'm saying? The man is hands on with the music, hands on with the media, hands on. He plays so many different roles, and you can tell, like, everything is authentic, you know what I'm saying? On the struggle from each song, you to the tone and how it blends in, you know what I'm saying? So this is a classic, y'all, man. Y'all gotta.
Showtime TV. I'm at SOBs. You know what I'm saying? Legendary SOBs. Hands on. I'm police.
Slap you.
I know.
Hey.
We've been SOBs for Hands On. He got the crazy event for the album. The album is crazy from top to bottom. We got pictures from Meth in the building. Meth is hosting the event. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not playing. I'm here though. You know what I'm saying? They on stage right now doing their Thug Thizzle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go say what's up, peace to the people, and, you know, enjoy myself.
So I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people want to check in. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here. You already know Showtime TV, Method Man.
Young Black Excellence right here. I love that.
You already know my name is CEO Queen. Hip Hop Raised Me to Blog.com. Shout out to my nigga Hometown. He in the building at SOB. Motherfuckers for the hands on album release party. Y'all come tap in, come get a dose in the dope. Shout out to Showtime TV.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold you. Hip Hop Raised Me. So, you know, it's only real hip hop. Me in the building. Shout out to my man right here. His team, the concert is great. You know what I'm saying? New legends is in the building. Shout out to motherfucking Hands On for that fire ass album.
Y'all come through and tap in and get a dope to the dope. Hip Hop Raised Me.
Yeah. Capitol, Lava, SOBs, man, on their hands right now, man. Get ready for this album, get ready for this event. Get ready for all the battles that came out. Watch the Killer Bees, man. We live and we outside. Peace.
What's up, it's your boy, Chamberlain, 16 on time from Small Talk. Shout out to Showtime TV. We're here at Hands, album release party, rocking with it, man. Hands on, get familiar, Coney Island, Staten Island, that type of shit. Let's get it.
You already know, Showtime TV, we in the building. We at SOB. You know we in the building, Hands on the
what up, man? JJP, Joe, what's up? You know, shout out my big bro, Showtime. You know, y'all here supporting, man. I'm on the album, and that album's called Call Hit Town right now. Shout out my big bro, Hands On. He works hard. He's going to tear this down tonight. Shout out my big bro, Rebecca, man. Shout out all the people in the building. It's going to be a good night.
That you put into the game.
Thank you.
Feel me?
Yeah, this shit's fun.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all already see what it is.
Right.
I got Method Cal right here, and the name of this joint right here is Bring the Pain, you know what I mean? Because that's what he always did, baby. My Nosh, y'all.
Right now it's worth a million. Y'all already see what it is. Got meth right here. My Nosh, y'all. Wu-Tang forever. Black on the boards, man. You know it's gone. Rag, we gone. So we gotta come show love, man. Hey, I'm at SOB. You gotta SOB, you know what I'm saying. Shout out my Uncle Hands. And they're gonna run it up. Shout out Showtime TV, man. We here, man. You know, Staten Island, stand up, man.
Showtime TV, DVD legend. You know what I'm saying? I'm the Galactus of the podcast game. I'm in the building. You know what I'm saying? Legendary SOB. Shout out to Hands On. I got my man in the building.
Last American B-Boy. Shout out to Hands On. We here at SOB. We're going to perform tonight. Check out the album. It's incredible. A lot of good features on there. Hands is the man.
Yeah, I saw you, so I had to run down on you and get that painting
over the album.
Oh,
that was fun.
You know what I'm saying?
That was
album's incredible.
My favorite song is Carpet. Check out Carpet. That's the favorite song.
What you like about that particular joint?
I'm on it.
SOBs, we here for Hands On. It's a great epic event. We got a lot of legends in the building, a lot of epic media outlets in the building. That, you know what I'm saying? You're going to see, you know, we do our thing, man. Let them know who you are, man.
Kenny Conglomerate, a.k.a. Art Modern Arts. Uh-huh. Yo, I'm here. I'm in the building. Juice Crew family. Let's go.
Uh-huh. What you got right here?
Bobby Garcia. You already know Mr. Southside. Lost Boy family forever. We love everybody. God bless. You already know Bobby and Showtime right now. And that's okay.
So you already know Showtime TV. We in the building. SOBs. Shout out to Hands On. I'm in the building. With Mr. Info. The Ride Along is in the building.
The champion of the pit.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got your shit right, we gonna let you know, you know? Like, Showtime, take that hood off. Showtime, take that hat off. Showtime, do that. You know what I'm saying? We in a building, man. I love you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You hooked me up. So you make sure my show is in rotation, you know, and I sound good, you know? Let everybody know what you do.
Good, everybody. This is Miss Info, Rough Artist Radio. You know what we do? We broadcast it live, streaming everywhere, every platform across the United States, Europe. You better check us out, roughartistradio.com.
Congratulations,
King. Thank you. Shout out Showtime TV. Salute. They are back.